I'm Donna.
And I'm Bruce. And this is Lyrical Wisdom.
Hello, everyone. Thanks for tuning in to Lyrical Wisdom, where we dive into song lyrics and offer heart-based wisdom through our interpretations. If you enjoy what you're hearing, don't forget, you can catch every episode of Lyrical Wisdom on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, and more.
You can also find us on YouTube. Just search Lyrical Wisdom Show. Do you have a song you'd like to hear us shed some light on? You can email us requests, questions, comments to lyricalwisdomshow@gmail.com. That's lyricalwisdomshow@gmail.com. Or leave a comment on a YouTube video. We'd really love to hear from you. And all requests get an episode and a shout out.
So join us every Tuesday and Friday as we dig deep and deliver our wisdom. And thank you for sharing, liking, and subscribing to
Lyrical Wisdom.
Good morning, Bruce.
Good morning, Donna.
How are you this one fine day?
I'm having another day in paradise.
Yay. Beautiful, beautiful paradise. Yes. I love it.
We are there.
Yes, always.
And we got a great song for you guys today.
I agree, but I'm not familiar with this song. I love Adele.
Yes, me too.
I think everyone, you know, agrees. Beautiful, beautiful voice.
Yeah.
And this song, I'm not sure I have ever heard. So I'm really, really looking forward to listening to it with music.
I am looking forward to that too, because I'm actually more familiar with the songs that I've heard her sing that are a lot more popular. But that reminds me of the days when I used to buy albums because I loved one song, and I would usually get that one song. So I'd, of course, buy the entire album, and then I would have all of these other songs that maybe I loved them, maybe I didn't love them as much, but I always had that one song that I loved. And so I'm looking forward to this too. I'm looking forward to be able to listen to this on my own.
Yeah.
But
so I love the title because I think it's asking for
kindness.
Yes. And for, you know, don't judge me kind of thing.
Yeah.
Just, you know, take me for who I am.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right.
No, I agree. Yeah.
All right, so we won't hold you in suspense anymore. Thank you all so much for being with us.
Yes.
We're excited. And today we have, of course, by Adele, we have a song for you, Easy on Me. There ain't no gold in this river that I've been washing my hands in forever. I know there is hope in these waters, but I can't bring myself to swim when I'm drowning in this silence. Baby, let me in. Go easy on me, baby. I was still a child. Didn't get the chance to feel the world around me. I had no time to choose what I choose to do. So go easy on me. There ain't no room for things to change when we are both so deeply stuck in our ways. You can't deny how hard I've tried. I've changed who I was to put you both first. But now I give up. Go easy on me, baby. I was still a child, didn't get the chance to feel the world around me, had no time to choose what I choose to do, so go easy on me. I had good intentions and the highest hopes, but I know right now it probably doesn't even show. Go easy on me, baby. I was still a child. I didn't get the chance to feel the world around me. I had no time to choose what I choose to do, so go easy on me.
Wow. That's the first time I've ever heard those lyrics, and I can tell you right now, I feel a very deep connection to them.
Yes. I think it's kind of what everybody feels at one point in their life.
Yeah.
About life.
Yeah.
Are they really ready for everything that's happening to them?
Yeah.
You know, it's like, wait a minute. I was just a child and now I'm supposed to be an adult. Now
yeah.
I'm, you know, it's like there comes a time when everything just seems too overwhelming, maybe.
Yes. Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
Yeah.
It's like you blink and time goes by. If you feel like that, then you've experienced what these lyrics are saying.
Right.
You know, because you suddenly feel like you had no time to choose what I chose to do. It you know, that's one of the lyrics that
mm-hmm.
we will get to
mm-hmm.
because most of us kind of feel like that. We suddenly feel like, wow, I'm now this old or I'm now this young, whichever
mm-hmm.
way you look at it. And
I'm supposed to be this way or that
yeah,
way.
Where
because,
did all the time go?
Yeah,
I made all these
right.
other decisions. I didn't have time to choose.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, no, I love the way it starts. There ain't no gold in this river that I've been washing my hands in forever. And that is so incredible because it's less of a reference to getting the hands clean
mm-hmm.
as to, you know, kind of looking at what the expectations were.
Right. And I know it's all a metaphor anyway.
Yes.
There ain't no gold in this river that I've been washing my hands in forever.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, to me, the river is life.
Yes.
It is the way that her life has been flowing. And she's been, you know, washing her hands in forever.
Yeah.
There's no gold in it.
No, yeah.
There's no, you know, no
value.
Value.
Yeah.
Yeah. No
the,
prize.
There's no.
no,
there's no value in this effort. And I know there is hope in these waters, but I can't bring myself to swim.
That one was like, wow.
Yeah, yeah. And it's, to me, I think of the idea of looking at things with, well, what have I experienced? What was my expectation there? And now I know there's hope there, but I have fear.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And it's fascinating because there's hope in these waters.
Yeah.
And our physical bodies are 3/4 water.
Yes.
I mean, we are the elements. And the fact that, you know, she's talking about life as a flowing river. And, you know, we've all heard the phrase, go with the flow.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it's like, okay, she's been going with the flow, washing her hands, and she hasn't found any gold yet.
Right, yeah.
She knows that there's hope in these waters. So in other words, in my physical being of life, living, I know there's hope. I just can't bring myself to swim.
Yeah, I can't jump in.
Right,
yeah.
Right. She can't take the chance.
Yeah.
She can't, you know, and you're right. The only thing I see in that is fear. What's
yeah.
holding her back?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And when I'm drowning in this silence.
Yeah.
Because not that's also fear to speak or fear to make any noise, fear to cause any ripples in the surface.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
And then baby let me in.
Yeah.
So the water, I think in a way, could be the baby. Or not the baby like an infant,
mm-hmm.
but whoever baby let me in is, that is the water. Because if there is a fear of drowning in the silence or, you know, of speaking,
mm-hmm.
of being capable of jumping into those waters and swim, because, you know, there's an attempt to wash the hands in this water. And so I think that that's where that could be considered one of the references. However, mm-hmm. I do think that we're cutting to the chase by finding the fear in this, you
Right,
know.
right, right. I know that I do believe this is all a story about her life, and she's talking about, I believe, her significant other,
Yes.
in these moments of, I being silent, meaning, we must maybe they're having a fight again or something, and
Yeah.
I'm keeping my mouth shut, but I'm drowning
Yeah.
in this silence, meaning I'm drowning in not being who I am, not speaking my truth.
Yeah.
It's too much for me.
Yeah.
And baby, let me in. In other words, let me, speak to me, help me understand why this is happening, kind of thing.
Yes.
And I love it because for me, baby is also the understanding of the self in the mirror
Yes,
is what I'm
it's,
seeing. In other words, help me understand me. In other words, baby, let me in. And for me, the baby is a reference to her, her rebirth, her wanting to jump into the river and swim and cleanse it. And I've been washing my hands forever. I need a total body cleanse now, kind of thing,
It's
baby,
beautiful,
let me in. Yeah.
And then go easy on me. I was still a child, didn't get the chance to feel the world around me. You know, I think that's where a little bit of that fear is kicking, you know, was there, and they're recognizing that. And, you know, when we're trying to discover things, sometimes that's where I think we have the hardest time looking to where, you know, the fear was coming from. Where are these things coming from? And so I think that that's where, you know, she's saying, go easy on me, baby. I was still a child, didn't get the chance to feel the world around me. You know, I was doing my best.
Right. To me, literally, it means for me, I can picture someone who perhaps got married at a very early age. They just jumped right into a relationship and there was a pregnancy involved. So they really didn't get a chance to make a decision. The choice was made. They had to get married, kind of thing, but for me, it's also still that essence of I never got a chance to experience the world around me. She said to feel the world around me. And that's part of life, being able to accept everything that's going on around me. I didn't have a chance to just be me.
No, that's true. And to feel like they were themselves without having somebody in that picture. Yeah, I
Because
had
that's what it says. I had
no
no
time
time
to
to choose
choose.
what I chose to do. So go easy on me. It's interesting to say I didn't have time to choose, so I chose. She made a choice in haste.
And also in a way, you know, because there were other things happening, and so that choice is made because of these other factors. And you know, that happens to everybody. You know, we don't pull out of that. We're stopped at a stop sign, and we don't pull out because there's somebody to our left or to our right. They stop before us, so we have to wait for them. So the next action we take is, in a way, dependent on our ability to be able to determine what's happening around us. And we don't necessarily choose that. We just have to flow with it. And I think that's to me, you know, an example of something much simpler. But in a way, you know, I had no time to choose what I chose to do. So go easy on me, because, you know, sometimes that's always the case. Sometimes that's, you know, that's always the case. We don't necessarily always choose to do certain things. We do them.
The choices are thrust upon us
Yes. Yes.
is the best way I know how to say that, and for me, that is what, she's realizing now in her moment of silence. She's drowning in in every choice she's ever made, knowing that she didn't have a chance to feel the world around her. In other words, go easy on me. I haven't, everything I've done in my life so far has not been in what I know I am now. So it's like someone coming to that point of their spiritual awakening, understanding that everything has just been, this is what society says to do. I went to school, I got married, I had kids, and all of a sudden, it's like, wait a minute. they wake up, so to speak,
Yes, they
and they
suddenly,
realize that every choice they've made in their life, they really didn't, they just chose it because they thought they were supposed to, or that it was thrust upon them. So go easy
Go
on
easy,
me. I'm a newborn.
Well,
I'm a baby at this thing called life because I'm just now realizing what life truly is.
And that portion may also be a shorter amount of time because, in the consideration or reference of relationships, sometimes relationships don't last our entire lives with another being. And so, with that in mind, that could be just that simple reference too, that, when we are joining with another person, sometimes that can be the beginning of something. And then, of course, that time comes to an end. When you begin that, you can feel like a newborn. You can feel like you're learning things so new, and you're making decisions that you feel like are either thrust on you or that you're making together or whatever it is. And so I think that that could be the case too, because there ain't no room for things to change when we are both so deeply stuck in our ways. And that part makes me think that, there are other people involved who are doing what we're talking about. There's choices that are being thrust on each of them.
Right. Well, not only that, Bruce, but we can think about it in such a larger, expansive way because, I mean, this is all of
Yes, it
society.
is.
There are, there's no room for change when we're both so deeply stuck in our ways. So it's like, you think this way, I think that way, and I'm talking about politics and in all of the world. When people get so deeply stuck in their ways and they don't, have any opening for someone else and their way, then that's when things just don't mesh.
No, they don't. No, they
It's
don't. There's disharmony.
right, disharmony. And I think the beauty is understanding that there are no ways that are right or wrong. They just
They
are.
just are.
And I think that's what she is saying here is go easy on me. I'm learning or I'm understanding now that these things just are.
They are. And you can't deny how hard I've tried. I changed who I was to put you both first, but now I give up. And that is something that, sometimes that's kind of the, I want to call it the brutal way that we finally find our own truth. How hard is it for some people to keep trying to make something work? That they are basically they're fighting something that is impossible to win. They just it's not gonna happen.
Right. And that is what I believe the understanding of I tried so hard, I changed who I was to put you both first. In other words, in other words, I put who I was on a shelf. Or, I set it aside so that I could put you all first and tend to your needs and do everything for you. And when you do that, you lose
You
yourself.
do.
And that is the biggest key right here is she's learning to understand that she's lost herself.
Yes.
And
yes.
that go easy on me because I'm finding myself again.
Yeah, yeah.
And
yeah.
this is who, you know, I need support in growing who I truly am.
Yeah, yeah.
This part of me that I have set aside because I put you first.
Yeah.
And we all know that life cannot sustain that way. We are, the love comes from within.
Yeah.
We cannot sustain it outside of ourselves. It grows from within.
Yeah.
So once you take care of yourself, then of course you have plenty of love to give around when you're full of love.
And if you
for
deny
yourself.
Yeah, if you deny right. yourself your own love, mm-hmm. eventually it's going to come back and tap you on the shoulder and say, no more denying.
Right.
You need to give up.
That's right. And that's what she said. But now I give up.
Yeah, because mm-hmm. the love is tapping her on the shoulder at that point saying, hey, yeah. you need to focus on you and love yourself. Because if you don't, you cannot be in a healthy relationship.
Correct.
You know, and mm-hmm. so that's where they say,
giving.
You know,
yes. Yeah.
Go easy on me, baby. I was still a child. You know, I was still that inner child. Didn't get the chance to feel the world around me. Because I was giving up on myself and I wasn't loving myself. I wasn't recognizing that inner child. I had no time to choose what I chose to do. So go easy on me. I understand that because that could be on, you know, on either side of the coin when the person who's finding that moment that they have had to give up because they have ignored themselves. And then they have to say, I know you love me with every ounce of your being. But I need you to go away
mm-hmm.
because that's, you know, another part of that, you know, like, so go easy on me. I am finding that I am trying this and I'm learning that. And now I need to love myself because I can't be in a healthy relationship with somebody else without having my own love and being healthy and loving myself.
Right.
And
I have found that I didn't get a chance to
yeah.
feel
yeah.
the world around me.
Yeah.
I didn't have time to choose what I chose
yeah.
to do.
It was, you know, that
right.
immersion of
mm-hmm.
and that blending of two entities and two beings becomes all encompassing. And when you throw a child into that, then
right.
it's so much. And
yeah.
so, you know, it's heart lifting. And heartbreaking to think of the words, so go easy on me.
Yeah,
because
so go easy.
It could be either side. You
right.
know? It could be either
mm-hmm.
side, you know, because everybody has good intentions. I had good intentions and the highest hopes. But I know right now it probably doesn't even show. That is, like, I'm thinking too, that could be either side of this coin because either entity, either being, either person in this kind of a relationship, think about it, you know, it could easily look like that doesn't show because somebody's either really hurt or they're just like, hey, I can't.
Right. They're done.
They're done
putting someone else first.
Yeah.
They're done, you know, with giving
yeah.
all of themselves to the outside of them. Let's just say outside of them.
Yeah, yeah,
because
yeah.
it really doesn't matter if it's another person.
No.
It could be
yeah.
a person, place, or a thing.
Yeah.
It's just taking what is, you know, your essence, your love, your being, and giving it away outside to something outside of
yeah.
you.
Yeah.
And realizing you have nothing left to give.
You're spent.
Right.
Yeah. You're spent.
Yeah.
And, you know, and that's when it's, you know, that's when you're almost begging, go easy on me.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
I was still a child. I didn't get the chance to feel the world around me. You know, I had no time to choose what I chose to do. So
go
easy on
me.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that's a great message for anybody. Go easy on yourself.
Yes.
You know, look in the mirror and say those words. Go easy on me. You know, because that's one of the things that we all have a challenge with is how do we love ourselves?
Mm-hmm.
Do we love ourselves with expectations and attachments and things that are almost impossible equations to solve?
Right.
You know, because many of us do. We look at the outside like, I should be like that. I should be doing this. I should be making that. I should be earning this. I should be, I should be, I should be, I should be.
Comparing.
Exactly. And then we finally go, you know, we finally get to a point, everybody is going to get to a point where all they feel like doing is curling up in bed and shutting the blinds and being, you know, it feels like a very dark place. But what you really finally find yourself doing is not giving up on life, but just taking the time to allow yourself to be.
Right. And to experience who you really are.
Yes.
In the manner that we're meant to be.
Yes.
In joy and happiness and, you know, in love.
Yes.
Because when you begin life in that manner of the child that never got a chance to feel the world around you and no time to choose what you choose to do.
Yeah, yeah.
All you will get to the place, like you said, where you realize this isn't me.
Yeah.
This isn't what I, this doesn't bring me joy.
Yeah, yeah.
This isn't what I want to do. This isn't what I signed up for when I came here on this planet.
I thought of that exact phrase before you said it. That's really funny. And so that we had a chance to give you guys what I felt was from our own heart and soul on our show, I'm going to tell you what our good friend, our sound engineer, found. Adele wrote Easy on Me to explain her divorce to her son, Angelo, so he could understand her decision when he's older. In the lyrics, Adele addresses her divorce and asks for forgiveness and understanding from her son, ex-husband, and herself. Adele explained the song's message is a plea for understanding and patience during a difficult time. Bear with me while I try and find my feet.
Yeah. And I know that all of you out there listening who have been through such an experience as a divorce knows that there comes a time when it's difficult to find your feet. So go easy on one another.
Yes.
That's all the message, I think, for today is go easy on me and go easy on yourself.
Yes.
That is the key, because you are discovering who you really are in your divine essence of your spirit in this physical form that can feel the hurt.
It can.
And the pain and the grief.
It can be overwhelming.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yep. Trust us.
Yeah.
We know.
Yeah. Yeah. This is beautiful, a beautiful message today.
Yes.
We want to thank you all for being here with us today. And go easy on yourself. Go easy on each other.
Yes.
We are all in the same boat.
Yes, we are.
On this same planet.
Yes, we are.
Doing this thing called life.
Yes, we are.
Yes, and we love you guys for it. Thank you so much for being here with us on
Lyrical Wisdom.